It's day 17 of the February 2015 audio event. And the topic for today, as some suggested by Stefano Landi, who's at Slandi, brought to us via Sassacat, is desensitized. And I'll read it as I see it on the screen. Do you feel desensitized by what you see and hear in the media? Do you feel desensitized by what you have seen in a movie? Why or why not? Maybe it's the opposite and you feel too sensitive to what you see and hear in the media. Why? Do you want to change that about yourself? Why or why not? Oh my. Wait to have another wee sip of coffee and think about that. And I'm already a day behind, but there you go. Do I feel desensitized by what I see in the media? In the media, I don't think I've become desensitized at all. To an extent where, and I've openly said this a long while ago, I stopped watching the news. Now, I know a lot of people like to watch the news. And the only news I watch is Scottish news at 6 o'clock in the evening, or if I miss that one, I'll get the 6:30 one on BBC One. And the reason for that is that without fail, if I watch the general news, or my wife watches the same, or we're watching the news together, which happens very rarely now, we will pretty much be up in arms almost instantly with what's going on in the news. Whether it's conflict, abuse, people, criminality, all those general and everyday topics that we're now, that's now put into our faces every day or in our ears. And we pretty much react fairly quickly. And I think that kind of displays the fact that we are not desensitized by this stuff, that we are maybe just too sensitive to it. But I don't feel I'm too sensitive. I think it's a reaction of what should be normality in life, and that these news items, these media items, are inflame us. It inflames us almost immediately. We will. It could be politics. that's inflammatory itself. Politics and politicians. My goodness. And when you hear those people, spewing nonsense and postulating and acting like big kids running each other down, like in this, in the classroom, the primary school classroom. And then we get angry about that, and we will voice and then have a bit of a tete-a-tete between ourselves about it. So whether it's politics or crime or the conflicts going on in the world just now, I would say maybe that I'm definitely not desensitized. I'm just as sensitized as I ever was, and hence we avoid that media. You may say we are hiding away from it. We're not hiding away from it, we're hiding away from the fact. Not hiding away. We're staying away from listening or viewing these articles simply because we are sensitive enough that we know we will react and get upset about what's going on, get angry. And it's not a good way to either start your day or allow it to influence your being during the day. Did that make any sense? Probably not. There's something else I was going to say about. Yes. Also, although strictly speaking, it's probably another subject, but I believe you can become desensitized to charity appeals. There's so many on the television, on the media just now. You know, that's every advert break throughout the day and the evenings. almost every advert break, there's an appeal for some charity of another. And I believe you do can become desensitized to that kind of thing, because there's just too many, and at the end of the day, most people will pretty much ignore these charity appeals because there's just so many, and I believe that is a form of desensitization. We also get upset to a point where we see some of the things that are going on, because invariably these charities portray sick or dying children or animals or any mix of that you can think of. And because they are mostly thrust in your face so many times throughout a day and evening, and the media, that I believe you can become desensitised, but we don't. We actually get, I'm not saying we get upset, but you know, you watch it and you think it's sad what's going on in the world. So I guess maybe we're just as sensitive to that. So I don't believe we've been desensitised, but I believe that you can, in a way, switch off, if you like. Maybe that's the same thing as desensitised, I don't know. I think I've pretty much covered those three or four questions in that answer. I like to think I did. And I'll go straight to the end of it. Do you want to change that about yourself? Why or why not? No. I don't want to be someone who can watch the news, the media, and all those things I spoke about, and be unmoved to sit quietly having a cup of tea or breakfast while the news is on and these articles are on, and to sit there and just carry on and think nothing of them. You know, it's just another conflict, it's just another sexual crime or something else that's happened, some old lady being battered for a sick of a few pounds in her purse. I wouldn't like to be that way. I think it would be terrible to get to that stage. My own opinion, of course. So no, I don't want to change that. I'd rather just avoid it if I can. I know it's going on. I'm not stupid. I'm not blind in thinking that if I don't listen to or watch it, that it's not happening. I know it's happening all the time. And you can never avoid, you know, hearing some of it throughout your day. There's always points in the day where, if you like, by accident, you hear stuff or see stuff. So you can never hide away from it, and as I said, hide away is not the proper term. Avoid's probably better, rather than see and hear. So I don't want to be desensitised. I'd rather stay the way I am, but just try and control what I hear and see, so that I minimise the upset within me and minimise the times that I would be internally angry. Or even jointly angry with my wife, the two of us firing off at a particular article on television or in the news. So there you go. That's my take on it anyway. Bye for now.